HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
You know, people keep starting their podcast episodes and videos saying so much new is happening in tech. There's really not that much new. What happens in tech is that things really progress really fast, yes. But nowadays, that progress has also slowed down because what Silicon Valley and the tech industry has done is that it has sort of redefined the whole concept of what's fast as well. Take the Snapdragon 888 for example. Qualcomm announced this chipset just this week. So it's the newest chipset. It's going to be the flagship processor on all phones next year in 2021. Xiaomi has already said that it will debut on the Mi 11. Realme has said that they're working on a phone that is codenamed Race, which will also have the Snapdragon 888. Oppo has said that they will be one of the first to use the chipset as well. So yes, everybody is using it. But the chipset itself really doesn't bring much new. And that was pretty apparent when Qualcomm sort of announced it. Yeah, of course, it is faster, it will do better AI processing, it will do better image processing. But this concept of better has come down to sort of, you know, on paper standards. Yes, on paper, the Snapdragon 888 will be much better. But real world performance may really not change that much. So this is something that we at least, who are in the industry, we've been saying for a while that if you look at year-on-year upgrades to phones, things aren't changing as fast as they used to. In fact, a great example of this is that the Snapdragon 888, for example, is built on something called the 5-nanometer fabrication process. So what that essentially does is it makes the processor more powerful but also more efficient, which means that it consumes less power now. So ideally, battery life should improve. But it no longer improves as much as it used to, say, about 5-7 years ago. What has changed with the Snapdragon 888 is that Qualcomm is now integrating the 5G modem with the chip. So that's basically what will support next generation connections. And since 5G is backward compatible, it means your 4G network will also work through this modem. Last year, Qualcomm had taken a lot of criticism because with the Snapdragon 865, they didn't integrate the modem. As a result, what happened is phone makers had to find extra space on their phone to fit a separate 5G chip. On top of that, Qualcomm also made it mandatory to use their newest 5G modem with the 865, which in turn made 5G phones more expensive. Because phone makers couldn't go with older modems, or sort of if they wanted to use Snapdragon 865, they sort of had to make a 5G phone. Now, I spoke to some people, industry folks, they said that prices will not really change. Of course, flagship phones have sort of, you know, set a standard and everything nowadays. But yeah, while the prices won't change, it will be slightly easier for people to make phones in 2021. But again, what difference does that make to you and me, right? And that just brings me back to what I was saying. And as usual, I don't know why I started with that. I just felt like starting with that. So yeah, next time somebody tells you things progress really fast in technology, you probably need to ask them how. Just explain how. Anywho, moving on to something I think is even more important. Twitter is gonna bring back the verified logo. Is it a logo? It's not really a logo, it's that blue tick basically that shows up on, you know, some of your friends' names. So they're going to bring back public registration for that blue tick. Twitter had stopped this about 3 years ago because according to them, many people told them that it's arbitrary. And I agree, it seemed like pretty much anybody could go get a verified tick. And that just was sort of breaking the whole idea behind the verified tick. So Twitter has put out this draft document, which is their new policy document for the verified tick, and they're actually looking for public feedback on this. They put out a survey which basically will allow people to give them feedback on the document. What I realized after taking the survey is that It's literally feedback on the document. Twitter is not asking you how exactly the document can change. They're actually asking you, did you really understand the document? And I sort of get it, because this verified tick, while it sounds like a very little thing, given everything else that's going on around social media, it's actually an important thing for Twitter, because once they verify somebody, it's them taking a decision and saying, okay, we have checked that this person is verified and this person is dependable. So tomorrow, if that person posts hate speech or fake news, then Twitter is as much on the line as the person themselves. So I get why Twitter wants feedback, and I also get why Twitter does not want people to actually tell them what should be in the draft. But it also sort of shows where the gray area in all of this is. And maybe Twitter should just drop verified tags, because they may be causing more trouble than, you know, the usefulness, so to speak. I mean, we all know people in our sort of, you know, extended circle, or even people you've seen on Twitter who have verified tags, and you really start thinking, why? Why does this person have a verified tag? Because they're not posting anything good. It seemed a lot like if somebody gets a few followers, they get verified tagged. For somebody who is in the media, for us, one thing that is being very clear is that often people who know somebody at Twitter would get verified tags. And that, again, wasn't the way to do it. We all know people who have, you know, few followers but have the verified tag. We all know people who have lots of followers, have the verified tag, but really don't really say anything useful on Twitter. So, I get it. Twitter is thinking closely about the verified badges. And one thing we have to say is that Twitter has been working a lot to sort of stem the flow of misinformation. I mean, just look at Donald Trump's profile. And just this week, Twitter put a manipulated media label on BJP social media head Amit Malviya's post. And that's probably the first time they've done that in India. But essentially, if you compare, let's say, Twitter and Facebook, it has been sort of evident that Twitter is being much more proactive with all of this, while Facebook seems to keep thinking over things and saying, yeah, we'll do this, we'll do that. But yeah, nothing really happens. They just, you know, end up saying a lot of things, but nothing comes up. And all of these companies are facing a threat nowadays, because world governments have been trying to repeal what in India is called Section 79. It's something called Safe Harbor Protection, which basically says that if you and I post something defamatory or, you know, something else that can lead to legal action on these platforms, then nobody can come and sue the platform. But world governments have been trying to bring reforms to this. They've been trying to say that, okay, platforms need to be given more responsibility. And these verified badges actually could very well be a part of that discussion. Because, like I said, the moment Twitter says that I am verified, that is, let's say me, and they say that, yes, Prasad Banerjee is verified, the moment they say that, Twitter has taken a decision. Twitter has said that I am standing behind this guy and I am vouching for them. So they have to think clearly about this decision. One thing I would say is that if they do bring back verified tags, whenever they do in 2021, a good way to show that they are actually serious would be to actually take away the verified badge from a lot of people right now. One way Twitter sort of proved to everybody that they're trying to deal with the bot problem that they had long ago was by making sure people lose followers. I mean, influencers woke up overnight and saw a million followers gone. And that really showed everybody that Twitter is doing something. Nobody really knows what these companies do in the back end. But, you know, at least there were results. There were sort of tangible things that people saw and they said, okay, yeah, some work is happening. Maybe that's how Twitter will prove to people that verified badges do matter once again.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.